Tomorrow afternoon, the Me Too March on Fayetteville will take place at the Fayetteville Town Center Plaza. It'll be the first time organizers Tavy Ellis and Alexa McGriff get to meet in person. The two women stepped up to keep the event going when its original organizer had to step away. Yesterday, Tavy came to Studio 123 to speak with me and Alexa, who we reached by phone. Tavy says this is her first time organizing a march.
I've always been an activist at heart, but I've never really stepped out and done anything this big. So it's been really exciting.
Yeah, I've never organized a march. I have been an activist, especially around like sexual assault and rape, since I was in college because I'm a rape survivor. And so when I was a senior in college, I helped organize a concert that raised money for the Northwest Arkansas Center for Sexual Assault. And ever since then, I've been trying to raise money for them to make sure that they stay a great organization forever, because they're the only place in Northwest Arkansas that serves adult survivors of sexual assault.
And are you a board member? Do I have that correct?
I am, yes.
What was it about this particular movement? I guess, Tavy, since you haven't really done anything specifically like an event or something like that, you know, what was it about this particular movement, or maybe even just the march itself, that you felt like you wanted to participate, you know, take that extra step to be an activist in action, maybe not just at heart?
I think to help women feel empowered. There are a lot of situations in life where we all feel powerless. And at 17, I felt completely powerless, having been drugged and raped and feeling really alone in the aftermath. So now, 20 years later, I've stepped up to help plan this march, and it's really empowered me. I know I can make a difference. I can lead by example. I can stand by my peers and no longer be afraid to step out, or no longer be afraid to speak out.
What has been so different, do you think, about the Me Too movement? I think over the years there have been different initiatives or different efforts or even just nonprofits forming in people's communities to support sexual assault survivors. But this one really seemed like it caught fire. It was a hashtag, and then overnight thousands of people were sharing their stories.
I think, again, that it has to do with empowerment. Rape has always been one of those hush-hush topics. No one really wants to talk about it openly. And I think that is mainly due to victim blaming and victim shaming. You know, everyone who's been sexually assaulted has been told lies by our assailants. Things like, you wanted it as much as I did, and it's your fault for dressing the way you do. You're too provocative. And we've been blamed and shamed by society, too, telling us things like, you shouldn't have put yourself in that situation, or you shouldn't have left yourself open to that.
Yeah, and I think to add to that, I think a big reason that the movement kind of gained so much fire and just, like, grew so quickly is, to Tavy's point, lots of people are afraid to speak out because of all of those pressures and those lies that we've been told. But the second that one person speaks, it empowers someone else. And so because someone who is so high profile spoke out, I think it was Alyssa Milano who mm-hmm. spoke out first, mm-hmm. Or not first, that like really brought Me Too movement to light through her tweet. I think that really empowered other women who are like, wow, it's not just me who's been through this. And not only is it not just me, but like a really famous person who has tons of followers and like put herself at risk by telling her story did that. And so now I feel like I can too. So like it took someone who had a lot of power and eyeballs on her to like empower a lot of other people. And I think had it not been someone with such a high profile position, it may not have caught so much steam, or it may have taken longer to catch that steam, because it really takes someone who has a lot of clout to give other people the courage and bravery to also speak out.
I think you're right that one of the most appealing things, or one of the things that have helped the Me Too movement continue, is the fact that so many people can look at these stories and say, oh, it's not just me. But on the other side, with so many people sharing their stories, do you think it's also a hard realization to see that thousands of people are going through this?
Yeah, it seems that it's more women than not have been sexually assaulted in some manner. And it's eye-opening. I didn't realize even how many of my peers have been raped or assaulted.
Has that realization, like you mentioned your peers, has that brought conversations for you? Has that started conversations for you and your friends that maybe you wouldn't have had otherwise?
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it totally has. And one of the things that I found was really interesting is we were having a conversation, and where I work, there are like cubicles that are made up of 6 desks, and there are 5 women who sit in my cubicle and 1 man, and the guy was gone one day and it was just the 5 women. And we were talking about the Me Too movement, and everyone ended up saying that they had experienced sexual assault at some point in their life. So all 5 of the women in my cubicle, and that's just like a small sampling. So it really, I feel like it really has affected everyone, whether it's happened to them or they know someone. It's just such a prevalent issue. And I think that the Me Too movement has allowed people the courage to actually speak up and say something about it.
And so Saturday, lots of people will be coming to Fayetteville to speak up or to participate in this march. Things kick off around 1 on the Fayetteville Town Center Plaza. With speakers, and then there will be a march. Where are you guys marching to? It's about a mile.
Yes, we're going to march around the Fayetteville Square and then up to the courthouse and back.
What are you hoping that people that come and participate will take away from the experience?
I hope that this movement allows women to no longer be afraid. I hope that they come away feeling empowered. We're at a turning point in history. You know, this movement, I feel, is really a turning point in history. It's 2018, and no matter how hush-hush the subject of rape used to be, no matter how uncomfortable people find it, we're now talking about it. And at this march, we'll be shouting about it. I think we're all fed up with swallowing our pain and taking the blame for someone else's crimes against us. During this march and forever afterward, we will stand side by side, we'll stand hand in hand, and we won't be silenced anymore.
Just to add to that, I think that we really want also for people to take away that there are lots of people who won't be there at the march because they just aren't there yet. And they're still dealing with their own pain. They still feel silenced or scared or hurt. And so we're also marching for all of those people, right? And those people who don't yet have the voice to speak or to march. And so I think I would love for people to take away that this is such a giant issue in our world, and it affects so many people. And you may never know that the person next to you at work or at the gym or at the store is a rape survivor or an assault survivor. And so being sensitive to that and speaking out for those who aren't speaking for themselves is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The people that aren't ready, the people who still can't quite stand up for themselves. At this march, I want to stand up for myself, but I want to stand up for all of those people too.
Well, Tavy and Alexa, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you guys so much.
That was Tavy Ellis and Alexa McGriff, 2 organizers of the Me Too March on Fayetteville, speaking with me yesterday at the Carver Center for Public Radio. The event will begin at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Fayetteville Town Center Plaza. More information about the march, including a rain date if the weather does not cooperate, can be found by searching Me Too March on Fayetteville on Facebook.